All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
S&W Shooters and Prospectors. What is S&W Shooters and Prospectors?
We at S&W Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Chocolate ship shape and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I found my 9 pieces of eight in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate,
contact
Chuck at S&W Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
Eyepatch and rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show.
All right. We're back. We're live. Hopefully. And I'm not sure where I've got my audio set tonight. Things have been bumped around. It's been a hectic couple of days. It's definitely been that, but that's the way it goes. So we will get Chuck added in. That way, everything's set for when he gets back. Chuck will be in momentarily. Oh, and then I will backtrack and make sure that things are working to the streaming destinations. Like I said, Wednesday, we had a little bit of issue with streaming destinations here in the past week. Some of the shows have, and we've been toying around with workarounds and things like that, and I think, don't quote me, I think that either we've found a workaround or things just have not caught up with me yet. But that's the way it goes sometimes. You know, we see things happen, and it takes a while to completely trickle down or whatever, and maybe it just hasn't caught us yet. No, I take that back. Forget all of that. It did catch us because we lost our stream, some of our streaming destinations as well. But we believe that we've found a way to get it back into the groups on Facebook. The issues, basically the issue itself is with Facebook restricting third-party applications from streaming to the groups. Speculation is that Facebook is maybe fixing to do a little something different with their go lives. I don't know. But for the time being, I mean, what we're doing is working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it seems like a lot of people are finding us on YouTube. So that's a plus. That's what we like to see. Obviously, you can still find us over on Podbean and your podcast distribution services as well. Well, I'm still kind of on the fence about that. We may, I may go ahead and let the audio side of the podcast and the distribution fall to the wayside after the first of the year, as long as everyone is comfortable with the YouTube format. So I guess if you're comfortable with the YouTube format and you're viewing on YouTube, sound off and let us know that you're okay with the YouTube format. You know, what do you guys and gals want? You want strictly audio podcast? You like the video live stream on the YouTube format? Or,
well, Scott's saying YouTube seems stable to him. Dennis says YouTube. Phil says tube.
Seems like they're liking YouTube.
Tom Sheckler. Hi, John. Anyway,
and oh, Big John's in.
Well, this is John Barile, Barile.
Oh, okay. Welcome aboard.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
No, Frank Juarez says he likes YouTube. Hey, Frankie.
Well, and he's the tech guy, so I guess if he says YouTube, we'll stick with YouTube.
Well, Frank, he can get on to it. He likes it. That's a good thing. Frank and I got some traveling to do here. We got to go to DTA. Right. Room's all booked up. We're staying at the American Inn or whatever. That seemed the best price for the couple nights we're going to be there, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all that can make it there. We got some stuff. We're going to, of course, we'll be at the meet and greet, and we'll be giving away some stuff there and working with DTH on some other things, see if we raise a few bucks for the cause again this year. JDRF, Junior Diabetes. So it'll be fun.
Oh, we're doing the juvenile diabetes again, huh?
Yes, they are. It did some good, and we were able to what did we send in? I sent in $1,750, and I think the other ones did 50. It was over about $2,300 we made for them. So we thank all the people that go there and come buy the raffle tickets, and monies from all the raffles head that way, you know, and there'll be some gold involved, and there'll be detectors and all kinds of stuff that we're going to try and make a little extra money for him on.
Now, normally in the past, you've had some pretty nice items available to raffle off. What's on the docket for this year?
Well, I'm going to do a 4 gold pan raffle day of, and they'll be 4 Mine Lab gold pan kits, and they'll be numbered 1 to 4, and then I'll have a person pick a number, we'll write it on paper, and then later in the day, we'll raffle. There'll be 4 winners of gold pans, but one of those gold pans, there'll be a nice chunk of gold with it. Or gold.
That's a perfect thing to go with a gold pan.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what else we can come up with. The night of, there'll be some silver and gold that I'll be giving out on raffles. And we'll raise some more money that way. And I know Casey's nice. Got silver and gold and detectors. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good prizes, a lot of fun for the meet and greet. And looking forward to it. We should be sitting there with KG and Ringy and Quarter Hoarder and Doug and whoever else shows up. And we'll have a good time.
Doug.
Yep, Doug. I said Doug.
Yeah.
Yep, dog tag. I forget to put the dog tag in there.
Nice.
And Shannon says she saved her money, but she's spending Phil's. I have no idea, Scott. So, my Mine Lab mug is up in a cabinet up there. I've got this old one here. It's kind of a favorite, but I do have a Mine Lab hot cold cup up there.
Well, you can't beat them. Sometimes they're handy.
And I would almost be willing to, and Phil brought a point, what's new? I'll be willing to bet you'll get to probably take a glimpse at that new Garrett detector if we tackle KG or Ringy.
Storm?
And they're overseas right now. They're Holland. I think they're in Holland.
I know they were in Italy.
Well, I think they just took a, they've gotten back. I saw a post from, KG. He was headed to the airport and heading out on an airplane day before yesterday.
Wow. I know the arrival to Italy was, what was it? I think they said they were delayed by 32 hours.
Yeah. That was Ringy and Carlotta coming home. It was all due to storm.
That's quite a delay.
Yeah, it's quite a delay. And you don't get comfortable.
I mean, you 32 hours? No. No. Not at all.
And, Janet, I don't think I might try and hook up. Janet is asking if I would try to go live from the meet and greet with you.
That probably all depends. Oh, well, there again, that probably all depends on whether or not you've got decent reception.
And this is just above Des Moines, Boone, Iowa. I would think they'd have good. Well, all depends upon what the tornadoes threw there left behind, because they had several.
Good point.
They had several problems. Des Moines outside had gotten some more of the high wind stuff, and I'll tell you what. Storm Chaser group on YouTube. I kind of follow them, and they were hooked up chasing those storms through Omaha and into Iowa. And the pictures that I have seen have been brutal, just phenomenal, but brutal. And people listened and got down and got out of the way of that storm, and just a few injuries. And, you know, and one kid in that little town out there, it totally wiped it out. They were interviewing him, and he said, "It's just stuff. We've got him, wife. We got each other. It's just stuff. I lost the house here, but it's just stuff. I've got her and me," and, you know, he made a lot of sense. He said, "We're all good." He said, "This stuff here can be replaced." So,
and it's not very often you hear that from people.
Mm-mm. But he's right.
Yeah.
When you have the older ones, they lost stuff, but it's their life of memories that disappear. We had a tornado in 1991 hit the town of Cordova. We lost 32 homes. And, you know, it literally picked houses up and threw it in the river. Four of them in a row, and others were damaged beyond repair and stuff gone. We only had one injury, and that was a guy at the nuke plant that stepped out to see if it was a tornado. It picked him up, spun him around. They actually had him on camera, slammed him into the wall, which is all concrete, and dropped him and broke his leg. We had to come get him, but it took all the contractor trailers, piled them up like pickup sticks, and we had to get in and go through each one looking for people. But nobody beyond that was injured. So I've been through several here.
There were a lot of lucky people that day.
A lot of lucky people on these storms, but that one was massive. I don't remember seeing one that well pictured that big. I mean, the video on that, oh my God. So then they were preaching doom and gloom yesterday, and they had it down in Oklahoma and Texas, and they had talked about stretching all the way back up like it did the day before. But as it kind of worked its way up, it died out. And we were very fortunate in that aspect. It was just rain once in a while, a little lightning, didn't even hardly pick up a breeze here, but pretty good rain.
We've had plenty of breeze here, not a whole lot of rain, but we had been watching the storms as they progressed throughout the Southwest and Midwest. I want to say Dave Cruikshank had even made a post on the group about, you know, hoping everybody was okay with the storms and the tornadoes and everything.
Jason asked a question. If I had heard the latest on the outbreaks, because insurance companies are dropping people that try to use their insurance policies to cover damages. I heard something about that. And some of this is stemming back to the hurricanes on the coast. The insurance companies literally took a beating, but
yeah, they went broke.
They went broke. And now they're trying to recover. I don't know. I'm not sure on this insurance thing. I did hear some stuff really briefly on it, but I can't make a comment. I don't know enough of what they're doing. Usually they're going to send an adjuster. He's going to adjust what you lost, and the adjuster's not working for you. You guys all realize that when an adjuster comes out, for the most part, unless you had very little damages or anything turned in years before, he's working for the insurance company, and he's never adjusting upward. Usually it's a downward adjustment. You have the right to contact an independent adjuster. He comes to work for you, and he'll go through and he'll make his call on it. And anything over the previous adjuster's amount, he gets 10%. He's working for that little 10% in there. So, and that's on a fire, that's on storms, this kind of stuff. The company I'm with has always been good. I've had some roof damage to hail. I've had a couple other things that they fixed, and lightning hit, fried everything in this house 20 years ago. I mean, I was replacing refrigerators, television sets. It's amazing it didn't catch fire. And they covered it. But now they've changed the way they do deductibles with a lot of these companies. It's done by percent. 1% is generally what they go on, the value of your home. So that could be, for me, it's like $4,500 is my deductible. So check what you got. You've got to stop your insurance. I deal with
that. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And you figure the insurance companies may like to make out that they're there for you, but they're not there for you. They're there for them. They're there to make money, and they'll try to find any excuse under the sun to keep that money.
Right. And it's funny, insurance companies going back,
unfortunate,
many years ago, let's say you're on a particular trail of, let's say it was a Wells Fargo stagecoach that got robbed. And the cash box got hid. And John Doe Treasure Hunter goes out and he's doing research on this robbery. And he finds it and he puts it on Facebook. And it may have, and I have seen boxes recovered that say Wells Fargo right on it. They insured themselves then. They had insurance. So they were self-insurer. Many of them did that. They see that. They'll file a claim against what you got in your hands and probably beat you.
Yep. They are right there with their hand out, because if they had a claim all those years ago that they made a payout on, that is their property, and they will win.
It could be 125 years, 130 years ago. So, now you didn't hear this from me. If you find something like that, it was your dad's, it was in the house, you don't show anything. You go down and take a piece here and there and you sell it. We're keeping.
Yep, that's why I was going to say. So basically, the question comes, how many people can answer, what do good treasure hunters find?
Not a thing. I have a collection of bottle caps.
Or maybe we should say,
just like they did on Detectorist.
Right.
Pull tabs and bottle caps and
zinc
whatever
pennies else. And bent nails. And...
Yep.
Yep.
So insurance companies are not out there but to do one thing. They do insure you. Yes, they do. Your rates go up.
But in doing that, they're also insuring them.
Your agent will contact the adjuster when you make a claim. They give you a claim number. The adjuster comes out, show me. They come in and go, we'll get back to you. Well, this side of the house got hail damage. Evidently, it came in at an angle. We'll pay for half your shingles. That's what I had. So I said, do it. And she turned around and looked at me. I said, do it. So she came back. What did I have? Something else insurance. Why did I got dinged? And the truck had a dink in it. And I showed her and she said, well, I gave her the stuff. She says, we'll get back to you. She turned around. She said, you replaced your shingles. Well, yeah, I did. And they needed replaced because of hail. So I did the whole thing. I told you I took half. You guys paid me. Well, a lot of people just keep the money and don't do it. It'll make sense.
Really? Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a roof here.
Hmm.
You got to kind of keep it in tip-top shape.
Yep. Oh, I mean, great. You're in the house. How we doing? Neo Geo made it in.
Hey, welcome to the West Coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're talking about a flat tire or something where you can go, whatever, I got one in the garage, I'll just throw it on there.
Yeah, it's you know, they just keep the bucks. So
yeah. Or the big one that they always seem to be so good about is, oh, well, you're not covered for that, but we've got a rider for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, car insurance, I think, is the most expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a real mess.
Yep. Well, Barb's in the house. Hi, Barb.
Yeah, I see she dropped in there.
Yep. Yep. But the insurance companies will sail in if you find something. They think they can attach anything to it that we had covered that. We paid on it. And they'll be told they have to prove it. If they prove that they made payment to someone over this lost shipment of money or whatever it may have been, and you're out there, look what I found, and they can tie that to that, they'll get it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it was 2 days ago or 200 years ago.
Yep.
And they will win. Sometimes it's best not to say much of anything.
Yeah. I saw Phil, he found a little pew-pew.
Yes, he did. I think he was kind of excited about that, to have that little, looked like a little revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Every yep. now and then they turn up. I've found them like that, too. I'm not sure what area they were in or what the story is behind the location they were in. But the ones that I've found seem to stem from, I want to say, like the 80s. Used to be able to go into gas stations and buy them on keychains.
Yep. But that one looked a little larger for some reason. It wasn't.
It did kind of look that way to me.
Yeah, Phil, that's kind of nice. Clean her up good. Soak her up. She might still kind of spin, you know.
Yeah. Some of those little facsimiles of firearms are actually, you know, functioning trigger mechanism, things yeah. like that. They were made to fidget with. And I have found a number of them that, you know, if you cleaned them up well enough, they still function.
Yeah. And Barb had a big day at the sales today. Okay, Barb, time to move up. Let's get you another detector.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, she yeah, had a good day with the sales.
Barb.
She's probably ready for a GPZ, right?
Yeah, probably. Phil says it's older than the 80s.
The item that you found or the ground you were on?
Yeah. Well, you're a broke Friday. What, you know, you ought to be used to it. Just buy another detector. She says she was broke Friday.
Well, see, how about that? It's a modern day miracle. She was broke Friday. She's fixed today.
That's right.
Of course, maybe not after she orders that new detector.
There you go. There you go, Barb. You can use a 900. They're good in those relic fields.
Yeah. No coil cable guarantees, though.
I don't know if you guys saw that. This has happened one other time. Did anybody see the bubbles go up my screen?
What, it just happened again tonight?
Yes. And they stopped. They stopped over as I face it, the left hand of the screen. And I'm like, where did they, what are they doing there? Where's that come from?
I don't know where that comes from, but apparently somebody does, because that's twice now that that's happened.
Weird.
Scott, if it was,
at least somebody else saw it. I feel better.
Right, going. I'm not imagining things.
I better go make another cup.
Right, starting to wonder what's in your mug, huh?
Well, you never did get to see what Johnny had in his mug.
Right.
No, you want a 6,000, don't you, Barb? She don't want a 900. But there you go.
If she had a good day at the sales, maybe she's ready for a manicure.
How could you delete? I'm talking to Shannon. How could you delete Mike Lockwoman? She just said she pushed something and deleted Mike L. Oh, crap.
Oh, boy. I hope she didn't just boot Mike from the channel. Oh, my.
ORH says I have Lawrence Welk on in the background. Anyway, well, Mike, if you can still hear us, oops.
Scott, sounds like a cat to me.
She says, crap, she doesn't know. This is, we'll have to see if we can reinstate him sometime, Josh. Shannon's saying, Mike, talk to me. Oops. So did anybody get, other than the pew-pew that Phil found, anybody else get out and find something neat? I haven't had a chance. I've been busy. Today I was in class in the morning, and that kept us busy till noontime. Yesterday I was chainsawing, getting rid of that limb that finally settled down. We got it down onto the ground, and now I got it cut up and gone. Half a tree. Nice. Yesterday was a nice day till evening, and then it got kind of dicey. They kept putting tornado warnings and watches around us, but nothing close, and they were lapsing because it was losing a lot of strength, which was just fine with me. It's about...
Ah, there's Mike.
Oh, Mike. Felt like somebody kicked his chair. Oh.
Well,
Eric's in the house.
Welcome to Eric.
Eric, which charger cable did you lose? For the 800? Let me know. We'll get you going.
Well, hopefully that charger cable turns up, or, you know, like you said, it wouldn't be that hard to get him back up and going.
He lost the cable for the 800. Eric, if you still have your 800 box, I don't know what you did. There should have been an internal box. You open that up. There's a second cable in that box. If you have the WMO or WM10, there was a cable that works on the detector too. Check that first. If not, get a hold of me. We'll get you another cable on the way in.
See, after the sale, customer service.
Yeah. Well, Eric, you're not alone. We've got that online out at AIP, and I'll bet we sell at least 3 to 4 charger cables a week.
It's easy to lose track of them.
Yeah.
And you figure, especially if you're a heavy use detectorist, those cables can only flex so many times.
Barb, call in the mine lab. I think you're past the 3-year mark. So
I'm pretty sure she is too.
Her headphones won't charge, but you can say there's something wrong with my headphones. Call the 800 help number. It's right on your paperwork there if you still got it. Tell them you got a problem with your headphones. Send them in. If they contact you back and say, oh, these are out of warranty, well, if they don't, you'll get a new set.
Right. And if you're out of warranty and they don't, as long as you make sure that they are low latency.
Yep. Earbuds.
You're going to get them cheaper online than purchasing them through MineLab directly, but you didn't hear that from me.
That's right. But if you check and see if you get a freebie first, that's the best way.
Right. The price is right.
Headphones won't charge. They're going to ask you, do you have a copy of your receipt? When'd you buy it? Who'd you buy it from? They might just say, we'll send you another set. Sometimes they do that. I don't know.
And Barb says she has the receipt in her desk.
I saw that.
Good. Well, yep. I don't know what Shannon did to Mike, but at least we've got Mike back.
Yeah, he said somebody kicked his chair out from under him.
Shannon may have found out how to put people in timeout. Look out, Phil.
Yeah, Frank, it's working, buddy. I don't use it all the time, though. Short hops, it's not good. Long hop is good. He's got one of those things that you sit on. It's a pad. He gave me one that helps straighten your hips.
Yeah, there can. People would be amazed what the roads can do when you're driving down them all the time. Some of them roads will literally beat you to death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of lower spine compression.
Yep.
Rough on the kidneys too.
Yep.
Especially those that are professional drivers.
Yeah. Ian's back. Everybody's saying hi to Ian. He was at the beach.
Well, at least he wasn't back from the boot. I don't know. I can only imagine. I didn't see it in the chat, but when that happened and Shannon's saying that, I'd swear I could have looked in the chat and saw Tim going, it wasn't me this time.
Yeah. And ORH, you're right. Ian, you did a good job on the ribs, buddy. They look good.
Yes, he did. He's been posting up some smoking, outdoor cooking. Ohio Relic Hunter has got them dropping into the group now, too. He did a nice one. So I think, I know Tam's saying I'm behind on things. And I should be posting photos in there. And I guess you've been busy, but we may see some from you too at some point.
Yeah, I think we ought to have the best barbecue something or other. I'm trying to figure out how you do that on a group page where other barbecuists are hundreds of miles apart.
Right. It's not like we can do a taste comparison.
But maybe we'll come up with the best picture of our detectorist doing his best with a grill. No barb doesn't mean set your detector on the grill.
Right. Yeah. I can see now somebody's going to post a picture of their Equinox covered in barbecue sauce.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's a barbecue competition, the cards may be kind of stacked against some people, because Ian's already down south. He should know good barbecue.
Right. And Lauren just said she makes the best spicy dry rub. I'll tell you what, I was just going to ask people, do you make your own sauces or rubs? Why don't we have a little sharing here of seasoning? Now, I haven't done it in a while. I make a garlic homemade vinegar, ketchup, salt, pepper, a little bit of molasses for thickening.
Ah, so you're making your own homemade barbecue sauce.
I haven't for a while, but I have made it, and I think I'll get back into that. Jill says, I like that. You should make me some more. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I made it, you know, if you put a lot of brown sugar into it, you have to be careful. You put that on late in the cook, because that brown sugar, boy, that'll immediately turn black.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Bill, he does some of his own seasoning, his own rubs when he's smoking, because there's, you know, everybody has their own particular palate, so to speak. And some people like things just so, and they may not like what they get at the store because it has other ingredients in it.
Right.
So Bill makes his own that the family really enjoys. I've been known to make my own too. I make a mean orange teriyaki twice smoked ham, and the rubs, Mike Boyles, he makes some, and he sent some of that this way last year for me to try with the smoker, and that stuff wasn't bad. But I do like spicy, and I'm always interested in trying something new. So if you're willing to share, Lauren, send me the recipe.
And Dennis says he makes a pretty good barbecue sauce.
Hey.
Eric's got some cooking. He's making 5 corned beef briskets and a regular brisket tomorrow.
Who's he cooking for? The Marine Corps?
Well, if, you know, maybe. You just don't know.
Maybe he's cooking for the local fire department. I hear they can eat.
Oh, Lauren's going to send you the recipe, Josh. Now, wait a minute, Lauren. Awesome. I asked And then Ian has a 3 pepper dry rub.
Ooh. That sounds tasty.
Yes, I remember that, Eric. You were a Marine. Oh, no, you are a Marine. If I say
right.
That,
once a Marine, always a Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah.
And we thank him for his service.
That's right.
There's always been, I don't know, I guess you could say there's always been a special spot in my heart for Marines. A lot of respect for the Marines.
Yep. Chicago Ron was a Marine.
Yes, he was.
We've got a lot of them.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, there have been many that have fallen along the wayside, too, but they're not forgotten.
Nope.
Not at all. But yeah, we need to find a way to get these recipes.
Ah.
Whether they send them to me and I send them to you, or they send them to you and you send them to me, or.
I don't care. We can pull them on the page.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to share them in public.
People come back to each one and try it. Let's do that. I mean, yeah. We got in between detect now. Eric's going on a crappie trip next week. He's going fishing, so he's stocking up.
Sounds like maybe.
Or diet. We were talking about vegans earlier today. And, you know, some people have to be vegan, not by choice. It's due to conditions, this kind of stuff. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, sometimes it's...
the ones that become vegans and try and rub it into the rest of the world that were cruel and unusual. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're eating grass and that kind of stuff or whatever, tofu, that's your choice. I give you your choice, but don't make me try and eat it. I'll tell you what, I've told a lot of people I'm going out with a rib in one hand and a steak in the other and be smiling. And probably a shot of whiskey on the table.
There you go.
Yep.
And that, I mean, who knows? You said Dennis has his own barbecue sauce recipe. If people want to share them in the Beyond Sight and Sound group, maybe we can even see what people think as they try them on their grills and smokers.
Yeah, Eric says he's down 40 pounds. He's got diabetes and blood pressure back to normal. Good.
So his was a... it was a diet change by choice for health.
Right. Right.
Beyond Sight and Sound Scratch and Sniff Cookbook.
Yeah, Jason wants to do an official metal detecting Beyond Sight and Sound official barbecue cook-off somewhere up there in the Midwest, say Iowa or Illinois. That, you know, that's something we should look into, do a three-day deal, have a hunt, and a barbecue cook-off. And not necessarily in order. Of course, if we eat all the barbecue, you won't want to go out and hunt right away.
That's true. Might want to save the barbecue for after the hunt.
Yep, that'd be fun.
And we've...
I just want to be a judge and go around and eat everything. I don't want to cook for everybody.
Right, you can kind of sneak off and everybody will be like, where's Chuck?
Right.
And you're oversampling the food.
You bet. They do a vendor-style cook-off in Davenport, Iowa, and bring in all the barbecue vendors that do it. And you go down, you buy samples and you rate them and this kind of stuff. And that's kind of fun.
Right. Looks like Scott said to the... Do the barbecue cook-off during the meet and greet.
Yeah. Shannon's talking about portobello mushrooms that are marinated are good on a grill, but they're vegan. I do not put fungus in the vegan class.
Right.
No, that's not grass. That's not.
Portobello mushrooms are not vegan. That's a condiment.
Yeah, that's fungus.
That's fun food.
Actually, fungi.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Tam, book of all the recipes off the page.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Yep. But that'd be kind of a nice combination for like a... You can't call it treasure fest, treasure queuing fest or whatever.
Treasure feast.
Treasure feast. There you go. Copyright that. Treasure feast.
Right.
Yep. Eric, I've had him that
way. There you go.
Yeah, that's right, Marks. Your mushrooms in the fall are in a separate food group. Now, we've done this deal with Iowa, Illinois, where we have a fall get-together, and Barks comes up and cooks. A lot of people cook, but Barks brings mushrooms and fish, and we have a big fry. It's good.
Oh, sounds like it.
Yep. Scott says a rib fest in Walworth County Fairgrounds. Rib fest. Good stuff. So, yep, the shrooms are great, aren't they, Mike? Yep. So, now that we're all hungry.
Right.
Even after we only ate a double burger off the grill an hour and a half ago.
Right, yeah, most of us probably just finished supper before we came to the show.
That's right.
And now everybody's going, oh, man. Shannon's probably going, I got to hit the fridge.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody's talking about the rubs and the barbecue sauce and the meat and the vegan and the mushrooms.
The power of Facebook is great. And we're talking with our friends from all over the country, but to get them into one spot to do all this at one time is almost impossible. We have our hunts and our gatherings and meet and greets, and it's a lot of fun, and you set aside time, but not everybody can make it. But that would be fun to have a start a Thursday, you know, do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a go home on Sunday, get them so they can go home on Sunday and do 3 days and big cookout. Everybody brings something for the grill and, you know, from burgers to Q's and just share it out. Maybe a little prize for the best ribs, chicken, whatever. I'm not looking at it. I've seen the barbecue stuff on TV. What's the name? Oh, Lord. Everything's got to have drama, you know.
Right.
Everything well, has drama.
And some people can be pretty serious about their barbecue and pretty competitive about it, too. Yeah.
Down in Dahlonega, Georgia, on the main square at the old historic site of the Mint, around the back corner, and it's been a while since I've been back there, is barbecue. Sits back in here. You walk into that barbecue shop, and there are at least 25 trophies that are 6-7 foot tall. These are all the major events. This guy has been all over and won darn near all of them. And he cheats. He's got two or three of those egg style barbecues set up outside, just kind of cooking off and on there. And he's got a big one in the back. But you walk through that downtown and that's all you can smell. They're lined up. And a friend of mine from Australia was over. We're down teaching the 30-30 to other MyLab dealers down there. And he said he'd been up in Chicago all week at the main office, and all they wanted to do in Chicago was feeding him pizza, and he was tired of pizza. And I looked at him, I says, I don't know what you do in Australia. Do you barbecue? Oh, yeah. And I said, you know what Georgia barbecue is like? He said, no, come on. I'm going to take you over there.
Right, we have to enlighten you.
So we bought him a platter of everything, you know, a sample platter.
Oh, my.
He devoured it. And then it was the right time of year. You got fresh Georgia peach cobbler she makes. And that was to die for.
Oh.
We were there 5 days. Dealers coming in from all over the country, taking the class. 5 days. Every day lunch was delivered by that. Greg Johns was his name, his engineer for MineLab. He's the one that developed or helped develop the 30-30. We had barbecue there every day. He was in heaven. He was so tired of pizza, he couldn't stand it. But that cobbler, oh, man, was that good.
I'll bet that was. I mean, you can't beat fresh.
Fresh peaches. Cobbler, it was great. So if you're ever down in Dahlonega, Georgia, as you go in, you come into the square there on the eastern side of that is this nice little back shop barbecue place that it's killer. I can't remember the name, but man, you get that, you know, barbecue, you can smell the hickory and the woods, and that's kind of like almost like bacon by itself cooking. You know how that is? Ooh, I smell bacon. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let your nose guide you at that point.
Ian likes blackberry. I'll go, hey, blackberry, good stuff.
Nothing wrong with that.
Any fresh fruit, berry, cobbler, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a big old scoop of homemade ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes great with that homemade cobbler.
Yep.
It does.
Yes, it does. Not that I'm spoiled or anything, but cobbler, yep. Good stuff.
Nothing wrong with it. Yeah. And Mike even says he loves cobbler.
Yep. You can't go wrong with that. Nope.
No, not at all.
Other than the deep dish apple pie, that's kind of good too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yep.
And you've still, you know, you can work the scoop of ice cream in with that too.
Yeah, that always helps. That always helps. So anyway, let's see who posts up some good recipes. We'll try and share them. I'll try and put one together on my, you know, a lot of my sauces kind of like, well, this is dad taught me how to make this. You put about this much of apple cider vinegar, about this much ketchup and this much garlic and this much pepper and salt. Mm-hmm. And if you want to add a tablespoon of molasses, helps thicken and sweeten. Tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and you've got a nice little container. It lasts, you know, and it does well on it. Of course, any vinegar ketchup, like I said, you don't put that on immediately till late in the barbecue because it will blacken immediately. It will blacken up because you got the extra sugars in there.
Right.
Simple.
And sometimes those recipes, you know, like you said, dad taught me this or granddad.
Yep.
Sometimes those recipes that have been handed down through the generations taste phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And, you know, it's all to taste.
You right.
Develop how much and that type of stuff.
Pretty yeah. Good. Yeah. Because a lot of people are usually like, it's grandma's recipe, but it just doesn't taste like grandma's. Well, that's because grandma didn't measure anything.
That's right.
A little dash of this, a pinch of that.
Yep.
It was about a month ago, I think now, I did a batch of fermented sweet pickles that I had gotten a hold of a recipe that had been it had been handed down through somebody's family since the 1920s, maybe 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
My, those things are just absolutely delicious. They are awesome. That recipe turned out great.
Yep. And Barks is going to publish a recipe for a Norwegian delicacy, kringles. That'll be good. Yeah, and you're right. Grandma might have had a few drinks during the cooking.
Well, yeah, that's always possible, too. I mean, back in my younger days, there were probably a few times that was my timer.
Yep.
You know, you put everything in and you say, yeah, it should be ready in about 3 beers.
No. Scott, I love pierogies.
Yeah, there you go.
Pierogies are good.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that either.
No, sir.
It's hard to say what we're going to see showing up over in the Beyond Sight and Sound group then.
Oh, it'll be fun. And if it, you know, yeah. I'll take one of them. I'll try it. We'll see what happens.
Right. And who knows? People posting up the recipes or the items that they've done. It could wind up inspiring other people to try it that way or maybe put their personal twist on it.
Right. So, anyway, well, it's about time to roll.
All right. Well, I would say that then should be a wrap.
Yep. You guys all have a great week. Let's dodge tornadoes. Let's hope no more of that stuff's going on the rest of this week. And stay safe. Pay attention to those sirens. Dive for cover.
Dive absolutely.
Right.
Thanks for dropping by, Chuck.
See you all. Have a great couple days and stay safe.
Okay, that was a little different. I'm not sure what happened. Either way, we had thought about doing a giveaway tonight, but I think we're just going to roll on out of here so I can see what all had happened. Either way, if you can get out there and dig, get out there and try to find something, post up the pictures. You know how we love to see the pictures or videos. And don't forget, add your recipes and such to the Beyond Sight and Sound group. And who knows? We will we'll see what comes of it. You know, people may have some interesting recipes to share, and we look forward to it. Until the next one, we're out of here.
Sure, glad you found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.